Good morning.
Wake up.
You're on iMornings.
With Cobra Duna.
Breakfast rolled.
All the crack crammed into one bite.
Hey, how's it going? Welcome back, Una, to the podcast and the show. We missed you yesterday.
Ah, shucks. I missed you too.
Did you?
No. I was in my bed.
Can we discuss the elephant in the room? And that is, what happened to your top?
Elephant in the room? Elephant in the room? Are you calling me fat?
There we go.
Oh, yeah. That's more of it now. You asked me for my bra last night, and now you're telling me I'm fat. Thanks very much. Just what a girl needs to hear.
What did you spill on your top? That's all I want to know.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. So I was very proud of myself because I got a lovely new cream top.
Yeah.
And I didn't have a snaccident. I usually have a snaccident.
There's usually crumbs everywhere.
And just stains. And it's embarrassing going into meetings then. And I'm like, oh God, look at the cutty again. You're all stained going into the boss. So I was like, today I am.
You're all stained going into the boss.
Yeah, I am mortal.
Clip that.
Yeah. I was delighted with myself for not having a snaccident. But anyway, I went into the bathroom and I noticed that my hair was just a disaster. So I said, I'll wet it and I'll kind of try and make something out of it, like make it curly or something, because it's just really...
Yeah.
It's like a bird's nest on top of my head today. So I said...
You said it.
I'll try and straighten it up, but I didn't have any gel. I just had water. So I used the water. Anyway, that was fine. I forgot that I had put a coloured hair mask in my hair the last time I washed my hair. So,
is that a leave-in kind of thing?
You leave it in for about 10 minutes and then it washes out, but it just makes your colour more vibrant. Mine is orange. So now on my lovely green cream top, there are spots of orange because the orange is obviously still in my hair. So now I'm going to... It's like I've got freckles on my lovely cream top. So anyway...
It's unique artwork, maybe.
Yeah, I hope it comes... I really like this new top. I hope it comes out in the wash. Just as a typical thing to happen to me. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, every time you wear something white, though, it always gets stained.
Yeah, it's Sod's Law, Cooper.
Just take a leaf out of my book, the how to dress in the industry. Just wear black t-shirts.
Yeah, well, I would do that, except my mother's up at me, and she's like, when you wear something, you're always wearing black. A bit of colour, for God's sake.
I think there's a whole podcast we could get into for that. But let's get into the show where I had a luggage hack, and that's why I asked you to bring in your bra.
Pervert. Oh, stop.
You done? Can we listen to this then?
Yeah, go on.
Now, did you do what I asked you to do?
I did. I have. Listen, I got a text from you last night and I have to say, it creeped me out to no end. But I'm here for the vibes. I'm here for the fun. So I said I would oblige to see what you wanted this particular item for.
Let's tell everybody what I sent you a WhatsApp yesterday for, and that was for you to bring in
a bra.
Yeah.
Here, any chance you bring in one of your bras? I'm like, what?
It's all for the show, isn't it?
Absolutely el creepo.
Well, the reason I'm doing this is because I didn't have one to hand myself.
You have a wife. You have a wife?
She hides them on me.
Because she's caught you in her drawer before, no doubt.
Oh, I'm very good. She's never caught me. Come here. So the reason I asked you to bring it in is because I want to see, can I pull this off as well?
What, my bra?
Woohoo! A woman has gone super viral because she did one of the most amazing hacks of all time. So
is this going to be like how to take a bra off with one hand or something stupid like that? Because
No.
Much more mature than that.
This is for anybody who's going on holidays and doesn't like to pay luggage fees. Because you know the way your luggage is, it's the size and then the weight of it. You have to pay extra if you're bringing, especially if you buy stuff when you're abroad. You're just like, I've no room in my case. What am I going to do?
Yeah, yeah.
What are you going to do? Well, throw us over your bra there.
Oh my days.
Throw us.
Ooh, landed on his face. Ew. That's an old one anyway. We can bin that after whatever you need to do.
I'm going
to
try and get this on.
I should charge you for it, though.
I'm going to put it on.
Oh my God. The man is putting on my bra.
Does it fasten around the back? I don't think it is. I think this baby's got back. Do you know what I'm saying?
Like a parasite.
Oh my days.
No, it won't.
On a Wednesday morning, I did not think I would see
you trying on my bra and Donal trying to tie it at the back. It's just something I never envisioned happening in my life.
So I brought some things from, so I've got some iRadio t-shirts here, which are kind of very cool. Look at those guys.
Oh, they're deadly, yeah.
I'm going to see, can I shove these in? So I'm going to, like, see how much luggage I can shove from my boobage, if you know what I mean. So it made her look like she had a rubbish boob job. So there's one t-shirt in me left boob.
Sorry, so this woman... She.
She put all of her luggage in her bra.
How in the name of?
She got a big bra.
She must have got a massive bra.
Yeah. Well, it was more bikinis and t-shirts and stuff like this. So I have a t-shirt in each one there. I'll try another t-shirt in that one there. I have two t-shirts in one cup.
Oh, excellent!
There's a video. Fantastic. That's two t-shirts, one cup. I have my running jacket here, which never gets used. That's in there. This is all going well.
Wow.
Look at this guy.
Okay. You got
what else? I have a pair of shorts here. There was in the car. Do I have socks in there too? Yeah, there's socks in my pocket.
Will they fit?
Obviously, I reckon so. I'm gonna shove them.
Shove them down.
One of my boobs is falling out. I think that'll work because if I get my jacket now and put that over that.
Can you just stand up? Can I see?
There you go. How's it going?
Wow.
So if I put my jacket over this, I should be able to get away with not paying airline fees.
Yeah. Okay, it's working for you.
Yeah.
Oh, that is a beautiful bust.
Thanks very much.
Beautiful bust.
I could be roasting in this jacket on a plane, though.
Lovely pair of melons.
Now.
Oh, my God.
Now, tell me you wouldn't get away with that. Does that work for you?
Stop it.
I'd be walking up there like, they'd be checking me boarding pass.
You'd take someone's eye out with those things.
They wish. I'd be like, how's it going? She'd say, can I get a window? Easy if you wouldn't mind, want to have a nap. What a great hack. Get a bra, shove a load of clothes into it, put a jacket on. Winning.
You're on iMornings
with Greduna.
Breakfast rolled.
All the crack crowded into one bite.
I look good though, didn't I?
Smashing. Absolutely. You're fabulous.
Are you saying
pair of milkers?
I don't know how you walk around with them.
I'm telling you, no wonder there's so much back pain and bras. Like, who wants to? Like, wasn't it uncomfortable?
I couldn't get it closed.
Like, sorry. Yeah, Sal's hun. Yeah. Like, now, if it makes you feel any better, that's a really old bra. So, I don't know if it would fit me now either.
Where's the bra? Get the bra. Bring it. Okay, they're bringing it in.
Yeah.
All right. We had fun on Scally's Alley. Have a listen.
Time to sour it up.
Scally's Alley with Kevin Egan Cars.
But you usually get very rude in this.
Me? Yeah. I'm not rude. I'm elated.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Dola Scally, what are you asking today?
Today I'm asking, according to a study, the average length of this is 20 minutes.
See what I mean? Yeah. You can't say one word of measurement.
Can't say the word length,
No, I'm just a bit giddy, sorry. So,
the average length of this is...
would you stop it?
is 20 minutes, yeah?
What?
20 minutes?
Yeah, 20 minutes. Okay. Not a centimetre inch length.
There she goes.
Length of this is 20 minutes.
So
am I right?
No, it's a good guess.
I would say that a 20-minute strip dance in a club would cost you a fortune in it.
Yeah, and it'd get boring.
Yeah.
Boring? Well, it depends. Depends on who you're dancing with, kid.
If it's Channing Tatum, then it'd get boring. Imagine all the chats you'd have with him.
With Channing?
Yeah.
Oh, he's lovely.
What's your favourite colour?
Oh, yeah. God.
No, it's not that guessing.
Okay, I think I know this, and I don't want to spoil it, but I'm going to give my answer anyway. 087-1102-107. The average length, which is 20 minutes, is an episode of an average sitcom.
They're 30 minutes.
No, they're not. They're just full with ads in between. Look at all the ad breaks in between.
Yeah, some are 25 minutes. Yeah. It's not the answer, no, but it's a good guess. I think you are correct.
Like, Friends was 22 minutes.
Is that all?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I think so, yeah. Okay. I could be wrong. I'm not great with facts.
No, spreading lies in the radio.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, if you want lies, come here. That's not it then, no?
It's not it.
Okay. 087-110-2107. What do you reckon the answer is to this question?
According to a study, the average length of this is 20 minutes. What
all
is
right.
it?
All right, 087-110-2107.
Yeah, according to a study, the average length of this is 20 minutes.
Oh, the average length is 20 minutes.
Yeah, that's how the fact was written, but it's a duration technically.
Okay, all
the
right.
The average length of this.
Get your WhatsApps in 087-110-2107. Lynn.
Hey there. Definitely Cooper's toilet break.
What? My God.
10 past 10 to 10:30.
Yes, Lynn. I am here for this. John, sometimes it's a little bit longer.
John, have cameras out there or something. John O'Scally, what are you asking, please?
I'm asking, according to a study, the average length of this is 20 minutes. What is it?
What is 20 minutes?
Morning, morning. It's Ricky here.
Morning, Ricky.
Would the answer to Scally's Alley today be the adult's attention span?
Oh.
Huh?
20 minutes is long enough, to be fair.
So hold
He's
it,
right.
Like yeah. holding a conversation for 20 minutes with somebody?
Yeah, or watch it like in a meeting and the Teams meeting or something. You're like, oh, no.
Oh, 5 minutes into a Teams in a warm room, I'm just like... Oh.
Yeah, especially when they're talking at you and they're not, you're not like... part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's not the right answer, but it's a good guess.
Fantastic guess, Risky.
Morning all, Tommy and Roscommon. Just wondering if the answer to Scally's Alley today is having a bath, sitting in a bath. Cheers, bye.
Way too long in a bath, Tommy.
Oh my God, Tommy. 20 minutes is not long enough in the bath. If you've gone to the trouble of turning on the immersion and heating the water, you need to make the most out of it and stay in there till you're wrinkly.
It's a man bath, though. You get bored. You'd be like, ah, yeah, I'll get up and do this and do that.
Just, you're not relaxing. You need to have some Epsom salts in there.
Oh, my God.
You need to have some Tibetan bowls, music, you know, and just relax.
A bowl of Rice Krispies.
Just be at one. Just be present, you know, and just relax. It's a beautiful thing
to
do.
How women and men take baths is so different. You know, like you're in there talking about having Tibetan bowls,
music,
Epsom salts. Lads get into baths and do farts and say, "It's a jacuzzi."
It's not the answer, no.
Oh, but I'm not wrong, am I?
No, you're not wrong.
Thank you very much.
It's Una parking badly.
Hey! Una parking.
20 minutes.
That's on a good day.
Definitely yeah. longer. Okay, it's not that
right. Guys,
how's it going?
I know it's probably a little bit out there of an answer, but is the answer to Scally's Alley the average length of REM sleep cycles?
Ooh, REM sleep cycles, rapid eye movement.
That is the closest to the answer we've had.
Oh.
So it's not quite correct. But the answer is the average length of a dream is 20 minutes.
Is it?
I can't remember any of my dreams, but supposedly, yes.
You need to eat more cheese.
Is that...
I don't know.
No, that makes you have mad dreams, yeah, doesn't it? I think, yeah.
I remember all of my dreams all of the time.
Cool. Ooh. Well, you should do a podcast all about that because we've run out of time. Tell us about another time. All right. There's nothing that people love to hear more on the radio as people talk about their dreams.
Well, you don't know what kind of dreams I've had. I bet people love to know what kind of dreams I had last night, but that's fine. I'm not going to go into it now. Giggity.
What? I think anybody who listens to this show knows what type of dreams that you have.
Hey!
Missed the show?
No biggie.
We've rolled up all the best bits.
This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
I really enjoyed our Auntie Una today.
Yeah, it was a spicy one.
It was.
Yeah, I don't know what he's going to do about his missus, but a lot of people are saying thumbs down that it's a bit of a red flag a-flapping.
But you did it. You shared your story about you going on holidays with the lads. But if it was flipped around, if it was the lads showing up at the girls' holiday.
Yeah, if one of the girls brought one of her fellas on holiday with us, I'm not sure how to feel about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We didn't get your actual advice on this, by the way.
No, we didn't. No, I just had fun. I just had the crack. No advice given today.
If you'd like to get advice from Una, you could try. Have a listen to it.
I absolutely love Wednesdays because not only is it Wind Up Wednesdays, but it's also Auntie Una. Good morning, Auntie Una.
Good morning.
How are you? What have you got for us today? What treats?
Hi, Una. Just looking for your thoughts on this. I've been with my girlfriend for over a year now. Everything's great. No issues when we're together and we are together a lot. I'm going to the closing parties in Ibiza next month. Oh, amazing. So jealous. With the lads, which has been planned for a bit. However, my missus has just gone and booked a ticket to come out there as well.
Oh.
She knew it was just a lads trip as we've been talking about it. The lads are giving me a massive slaggy now because it was supposed to be just the boys away. She knows it was just the lads. but she just went and booked it because she says we don't get enough time together. She doesn't see the issue. I think she's just coming out because she doesn't trust me with them. I'm lost on what to do now. Any ideas? Yeah, you're pretty much goosed. Ain't nothing you can do about that.
It's going to be like you're going to be going out with the lads. You're going to be going to, I don't know, university. You're going to be having the time of your life. You're like, it's Ibiza! Oh my God! What time is it? The sun is up! Doesn't matter. Time doesn't exist in Ibiza! And then the next morning she's like, can we go for breakfast? And you're just like, what? I can't move.
Actually, better again, you go down and bring me up breakfast.
Yeah, I do want to go for dinner in the evenings. I'm like, dude, no.
Yeah. It's, you know, I went on a boys' holiday once.
Oh, why did you ruin it for them?
Stop! And when you're at the airport, my luggage, I suppose, was overweight. If you know what I mean.
Oh my God, how much shoes did you bring with you?
So I had to spread out all my stuff, like my hair dryer, big hair straightener, and between all the lads, all their bags, so that I wouldn't have to pay extra money.
So not only did you break the news to them that you were going with them, then when you get to the airport, you would annoy them further by having to use up whatever minimal space they have on their bags.
Yeah. And then one of the lads turned around to my boyfriend at the time and said, that's what you get for bringing a girl on a boy's holiday. And then I started crying at the airport, and then he felt really bad, and it was just awkward. Oh. But we had a great time. It was brilliant.
You had a great time.
Listen, your girlfriend could be the absolute crack on this holiday. She could be the life and soul of the party. You should be embracing the fact that she's coming. I know it was a little bit, would you say, sneaky to book without telling him?
Very sneaky.
But maybe it was just impulsive. Maybe it was like, oh, I want to come. I'm jealous. I want to come. But yeah, I know. I understand. Listen, yeah.
That lad's holiday is now quadrupled in price because Ibiza ain't cheap. Do you know what I mean?
No, it ain't cheap.
Because if you've got your tickets, if you're going to the new universe, yeah, mm-hmm. That's going to cost you. If you want another night in high, you're going to be like, all right, here we go. And that's our two nights. We can't afford to go out anymore. And now it's going to quadruple in cost.
But why is it going to quadruple for him?
Because she's going to be like, oh, will you pay for me?
No, she's not. How dare you make that assumption? How dare you make that assumption? She can pay for herself.
All right, what do you reckon this lad should do? 087-110-2107. Should he maybe just embrace it and maybe think that she is going to be 100% crack and just be up for it? Or is she going to be a lame, wet duck?
Well, he can't turn around and say to her, I don't want you going.
He's booked a holiday to go away with the lads to Ibiza, which is like a thing that lads do. They go clubbing, they go see James Hype, they go see David Guetta, they go see Calvin Harris.
But why can't she?
They go to Pasha and have an absolute blast. They sleep all day, then they get up when the sun goes down.
But why can't she do that as well?
She want to go shopping.
She won't. I swear to God. You are making
I love
sweeping.
Pressing all your right buttons. Okay. 087-110-2107. What should he do? Antiona on iRadio this morning is gone off. The WhatsApps are coming in tenfold, Una. What is going on? Because somebody wants to go to Ibiza without his bird.
Yeah, so I don't know his name. Let's call him Tom.
Hi, Tom.
So Tom had booked to go to Ibiza with his pals.
Yeah.
And was really looking forward to it. You know, boys' holiday, lads' holiday. But the missus went and booked it as well and then told him after she booked it. And now the lads are like giving him a woeful slagging, saying, oh, you're bringing a missus on a boys' holiday. And he's like, he doesn't know what to do. It's a really, really tricky one. Leanne in Galway, though, has a very clear opinion. She says, the red flag is a flapping, lads. If it was vice versa, what would the girl say? That's true. I'd be raging if I was going on a girl's holiday and then one of the girls' fellas was tagging along. Because it ruins the dynamic. So, different vibe.
So you did this, though. You went on a lad's holiday.
Yeah, but it wasn't like that.
Why is it different with you, then?
Because I was one of the lads.
lads. All right, that's an interesting twist in it. Like, put the foot in the other shoe there. Or the other shoe.
Show the other foot. Yeah. No, that is a good point, Leanne. Thanks for that.
087-110-2107.
Be worse if you just landed there unannounced and you in the throes there. Happiness.
Oh my God.
Philip, what do you mean by that?
That's saying that if he actually went over and did cheat on her and then.
Okay.
I wonder, has anybody gone and surprised their other half on holiday?
And found them.
Found them cheating. Out. 087-110-2107. If you want to spill the tea.
How long have you been going out with this woman?
Yeah, how long have you been going out with this woman?
Sounds like you might rethink your relationship a little. Emotional blackmail, manipulation, jealousy, lack of trust. I just go and leave her behind.
Can't leave her behind.
Can't, because she's booked it now. She's coming. She booked the ticket.
They might hear if you security in the hotels in Ibiza is really, really tight.
Yeah.
And if you don't have a wristband and if you're not with the people going in, you're not getting in. All right. So you could just like, don't know.
Whoa.
No, that'd be really, really mean. Okay, 087-1102-107. We are going to come to a WhatsApp, which starts off with somebody going, no, 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 no. No, 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 no. We'll find out what they have to say. Auntie Una, what are you saying this morning?
Okay, so Tom, as we're calling him, is finding himself in a bit of a sticky situation with his girlfriend and his pals. He had booked a boys' holiday away with his friends in Ibiza for the closing down parties and in September. And his missus just went and booked for herself afterwards. And his mates are like, what's going on? You know, they're slagging him. And he's like, it was a boys' holiday and what am I going to say to her?
Yeah.
It's a tough one, like.
I like the message that we got in from that girl who was saying, put the shoe on the other foot. If he booked a holiday to go on a girl's holiday, you would lose the plot.
I wouldn't be happy if one of the girls brought her fella on a girl's holiday.
Joe's in Milltown Pass. Good morning, Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Good morning, guys.
So, what way would you react if your girlfriend decided this? Do you know what? I've booked, I'm coming to Ibiza with the lads. What do you reckon?
I'm cancelling the final booking somewhere else. There, go by yourself.
What?
Yeah.
100%, man. 100%.
Well, why, though? Do you reckon she'd be dragging you around the place?
Because I'm going on holiday to enjoy it with the lads, not with my girlfriend. I don't want to be dragged out of bed at 9 o'clock after getting at 8 o'clock to go sightseeing and see something that I don't even like.
Yeah. Well, something that's old and broken. You know?
Exactly. Who wants to go see that? So I want to sleep all day, party all night. He wants to go sightseeing.
Exactly.
Oh, man.
I hear complaints and all. Yeah. Nah,
in fairness, you don't go to Ibiza for sightseeing.
Like, there's beautiful areas of the island now, Cooper.
Oh, no, I know it's beautiful.
Up in the hills where all the hippies are. That's all cool.
Yeah, let the hippies do what they want to do. Go see your sunset. Go up onto the top of the hill as well, see the sunrise.
Yeah.
San Antonio. That's lovely as well. But like,
two different trips.
Yeah, two different trips. Yeah, you can go on your couple's holiday, you know, go to Paris, you know, do this, go and Seine and the Seine or whatever like that is, and like look at the Eiffel Tower. You don't need to pay for it. The view is of the Eiffel Tower, and you know, you do that with your other half.
I have to say, with the
gang, like,
I mean, this girl though, she's got your oldies, like, do you know what I mean? Just to go and, oh, he's going to Ibiza with his friends, ha ha, and he thinks I'm not going. Bing, books tickets.
Maybe you and her should go to Ibiza.
Yeah. Why not? I'm on for Ibiza.
Joe, have you been on holidays yet this year?
No, I've been working all summer. Oh. Last summer, and then
will you get to go away at all?
Probably not, but I'd probably go for Halloween or something. I'd book something with mates.
Alright, wouldn't it? Maybe the closing parties in September, you might get away for that. But or if you enter Cash Machine and get the call on Friday, there's over €250,000 for grabs.
I'm getting myself into that because I missed out on the 254K one.
Oh no, well it's 256 now, so 256,000.
Trust me, I know it's 256.
Alright, listen, be safe with your metal fabricating, alright?
Thank you.
Thanks, buddy. Look after yourself. There you go. There's Auntie Una. Let's just put it to bed. She's not going. Simple as that.
You're on iMornings with Cooper and Una. Breakfast rolled. All the crack crammed into one bite.
Yeah, pretty good reaction to that. It was good fun, and enjoy Ibiza, me friend. So, Wind Up Wednesdays, Una, is where you get to do your favourite thing. That is ring unsuspecting people and completely wind them up. I absolutely love this one today.
Oh, me too. Yeah. So, Michelle got into, no, Claire got in contact with me. She wanted me to prank her sister, Michelle, who owns a dog grooming kennel in Roscommon. So obviously I rang her up hoping to book my doggy in with her.
What have we got today?
So Claire got in touch with me. She wanted me to prank her sister, Michelle. Now, Michelle owns boarding kennels in Roscommon. So obviously I rang her up and tried to book my pooch in.
Hello.
Hey, is this Lola's boarding kennels?
Yeah.
Hi, Lola. My name is Patty. I'm just calling about bringing my little fur baby into you guys for a couple of days.
Okay. What dates are you looking for?
So it's going to be, I feel it's going to be from August 25th until August 30th. I'm actually of Irish descent, and me and my hubby are traveling around Ireland's hidden heartlands. It's been really difficult, actually, to find hotels that take fur babies over here. It's really disappointing. Yeah, it is. But I hear Lola, I hear you are the best in the business.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, so from the 25th for a couple of nights.
Yeah, so we do have space, yeah. Is your dog fully vaccinated and had a kennel cough?
Oh my days, she's completely vaccinated. She never had kennel cough. Her name is Sweetie.
No, I mean the kennel cough vaccine.
Oh, of course. She's got everything done. Her name is Sweetie. She's a Chihuahua, and she is such a good girl, Lola. You're going to love her.
Aww.
There's just a couple of things that you need to know about Sweetie.
Yeah.
So she only drinks Evian still water. She used to like sparkling, but I think it makes her too gassy. Like, she gets the hiccups, so I stopped her on the sparkling, okay?
Yeah.
Her teeth need to be brushed at least 3 times a day. She practices really, really good oral hygiene.
Okay.
And when she does her poops, Lola, we like to use the velvet quilted toilet roll. The cheaper brands are just too rough on her little bum-bum. But don't worry, I will provide the toilet roll. I will have everything you need ready for you. And also, when she's pooping, I like to whisper words of encouragement so she feels supported. Because I feel like when dogs are pooping, it's a really vulnerable time for them.
Are you joking?
Oh, no. This is a routine that we have, Lola. Do you have a problem with wiping her tushy?
Because
if that's the case, I'm going to have to bring my business somewhere else, Lola.
Yeah, I think you're probably better off looking for another kennel.
Is this not normal? Do people not ask for this?
No.
Because back home in the States, it's just a given where I bring her. It's like a little doggy hotel. You know, they play her little whale sounds for her when she needs to go to sleep at night. Sometimes she does like a story as well. And if she wakes up at night, I like to play episodes of Bridgerton to get her back to sleep. She just loves that show so much. Sweetie has great taste. Lola, okay. When she's outside, also, I like to make sure she has her sunglasses on because she's very sensitive to UV rays. And she doesn't like other dogs, so if I do leave Sweetie with you, you'll have to keep the rest of your boarding kennels free that weekend. Okay?
Okay, yeah. Okay, bye.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Is this Michelle?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Michelle. This is Una from my radio. The owner of Sweetie the Chihuahua.
I knew as soon as you started saying wipe her bum with the bloody pussy.
What's your problem? Why won't you wipe Sweetie's bum? Do you ever get crazy requests like that?
Yeah. That's why you had me for a few minutes, because we do get some crazy requests. Yeah, so my name is Michelle. Not Lola, and we run Lola's boarding kennels over in Stroketown.
Yeah, you see, I knew that your name was Michelle. I was doing it to annoy
you. That happens all the time. That's normal. Because our dog is called Lola, so we named it after Lola.
Amazing. Absolutely incredible.
Thank
Love
you.
That. That accent is quite some accent.
Do
I want you to do
feel like
the,
it?
I want you to do it like that for the rest of the show.
No problem.
Actually, no, maybe not. If you want to get Una to prank your friend, your family, your work colleagues, or your college buddies, or maybe your college lecturer, I don't know, whoever. 087-110-207, send a WhatsApp, and if we get the call done, we will give you and them a iRadio goodie bag. It's an exclusive goodie bag. Una writes her name on it and says Wind Up Wednesdays. Do you actually do that?
Yeah.
Sure.
Missed the show?
No biggie.
We've rolled up all the best bits.
This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
You know what time it is. Truth or trash? We have facts. We bring them to you. We've got a guess. It's a bunch of or poo. Up first with the facts, please welcome Donal Scally. Donal Scally, your facts, please.
A bus driver in the UK got annoyed at pensioners snoring on his bus, so sprayed them with a herbal spray. Because they were making too much noise snoring.
Hey, bus driver, back off. Let the pensioners snore. They've worked all their lives and they deserve to sleep on buses. I hope that this is trash and that there isn't somebody really mean and horrible out there.
That's awful. I'm saying trash.
Yeah, I'm saying trash. Lock that in.
Well, you'd be wrong. It's true. It was in the West Midlands, and the snoring often drowned out the sound of the bus engine. It was so loud. So we got a herbal spray and sprayed them to try and clear the nasal passage.
Wow. That's pretty horrific.
That is a bit mad, yeah.
Poor pensioners. All right, I've got a fact for you. Are you ready to earn some points in your life?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. My fact to you today is plants. You know plants?
Oh, yeah.
P-L-A-N-T-S, yeah. They can sense when they're being eaten.
Oh.
They know.
They can't do much about it, but they know they're being eaten.
I've seen a lettuce try and fight someone in the supermarket. Oh, what are you doing?
That's awful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the plants... But we don't... How do you mean eat a plant? Like house plant?
No, like if an animal's eating grass or whatever.
Yeah, the animal, like, it just, you know.
Surely it
Well, I know that grass can feel pain.
Well, that's an insight to this then.
Listen to this show every day. Listen to you, you can feel pain.
Give me my bra back. Yeah. At This Is I Radio. Go and have a look at Cooper with me bra. Mm-hmm.
I think this is true, because if they lose a leaf, they know they have and they have to grow one back.
It's true, yeah.
You said
true, yeah.
Yeah, some plants can sense where they're being eaten and respond with defensive mechanisms.
Oh, yeah.
Like I've seen a plant, like, slap the wrist off a cat.
Really?
No.
Okay, my fact.
Sorry, I'm dying here.
Yeah.
I killed myself. Look at that. Oh, my God. Right, what have you got for us, Una?
Okay, so there is a community in Cavan around the Virginia area that gets get together every Monday to scream into the abyss to release stress and emotions, and then they go lake swimming. So it's a group called the Cavan Moonshiners, and so they go to this lake and they scream together to get rid of, because it's Monday and you know that's difficult on
start
a Monday
the week with
start
a scream.
The week.
Yeah.
So they get all of the tension out and they feel great after it, and then they go for a dip in the lake.
I love a bit of scream therapy.
It's good for your scream. Yeah. Get it out.
Yeah, and sometimes if the weather is nice, they go skinny dipping.
Oh, that's the moonshiners.
Now you've stretched it too much. you know, the scream therapy and the dip was fine. Then when they were called the moonshiners, I'm like, this is trash. And then when they go skinny dip, and I'm like, no, I'm locking in. This is trash.
See, some of it could be true, but she's just added bit on for a laugh at the end.
Don't entertain this.
I mean, it's usually trash, so let's go with trash.
Trash, lock it in.
You just had to add that last bit.
But I like it. It's a better story when I add stuff to it. It's boring.
Otherwise,
needs
to be picturing these screaming Cavan folk.
Why?
Naked in
How
the
do
lake?
You know that there is not people in Cavan who like to scream together naked on a lake? You don't know. They could, like, this could be a thing. It could be a hobby. Now, I did make it up. But
there's the promo.
Yeah, I did make it up, but, like, it could be true if you think about it. Because there's beautiful lakes in Cavan.
Yes.
There's people in Cavan. I'm sure people who are stressed out who like to scream, and they get together and they enjoy a dip. And they call themselves the Moonshiners. And sometimes they do it naked.
Do you know why they don't wear any clothes while they're in Cavan in the water?
Why?
Because their money get wet in their pockets.
How dare you talk about the Cavan folk like that?
I have a father-in-law who's from Cavan. I can say it about.
No, you can't. You can't. Big Dave, if you're listening, he's slagging your county. I'd kick him out if I were you. That is so mean. Cavan is a beautiful county with beautiful people, and there you are calling them tight and miserly.
I never said
you did,
that.
You did, and you said they have their communion money and they wouldn't spend Christmas. You did. You said it. It's shocking. People of Cavan, stand up, revolt.
Have you... one second. I just want to talk to you who's listening right now. Have you ever wondered, have you made the right decisions in life, if you've actually followed the right path into your career and what you wanted to do? Like, do you go into work and do you enjoy yourself? Like, are you just doing it to pay bills, or do you go in and you just like to nearly wet yourself every day with laughter and just like hang out with your friend who abuses you from height and heaven and tries to get you into trouble on a daily basis with your in-laws?
It's like school. It's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you done?
I'm done.
Brilliant. Yeah. Excellent. All right.
Poor Cavan.
Missed the show?
No biggie.
We've rolled up all the best bits.
This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
we are now reaching that time of the day where we should send Una home, but we've too much to do. She's singing away here.
The boats are gone. The fish are gone.
You've lost your mind.
Where are they gone? I don't know.
Hey, speaking of singing, Una went to all lengths to try and bag Oasis tickets. You would have heard it all last week. Yeah. But we decided we'd let you read the comments on all the videos that have gone viral on TikTok and Instagram.
Let's just cast our mind back and cast away to what happened last week. Where Una, you like, if anybody hasn't seen these videos, they've gone viral on TikTok and Instagram at This Is iRadio. You really did double down, quadruple down your effort to go to Oasis. Let's just have another quick visit of what you did.
I'm going to get myself an ice cream van with Oasis jingles. I want to lick forever. I am becoming a guard of Ciccoloni. I'm just going to walk on down Jones's Road. I'm going to scrunch up the steps and I am going to see Oasis. I rocked up to a DID electrical shop.
The golf bridges, they're oh so majestic.
Yeah, MCD are in there and I'm not moving until they come out and give me a ticket.
They've been asked to leave.
Yeah. They'll have to come in handcuffs.
They were very close to coming in handcuffs. We did have to leave, and the result of all of your effort and the thousands of views on Instagram and TikTok resulted in no tickets.
No, zero, zilch, nada, niente.
But it did bring us entertainment, Duna, and thank you for that.
Listen, it's a time in my life that I'm not proud of. Desperation does strange things to a girl.
Mm. Mm. But what did everybody think of your efforts? Did they applaud you?
No.
Well, let's have a look and let's get you to read the comments of what people say about you on social media.
This is so mean. They're actually making me read out mean comments that people have said about me on social media. I suppose it's kind of therapeutic.
Yeah.
Going to work through it. Number one, she's a dose. she's an embarrassment.
Aww.
Then there is a shoot me now emoji.
Oh.
A donkey from Shrek singing emoji.
I don't think he's singing. There's something happening in the background.
Oh, right. this is how you will not get a ticket with 29 likes on that one.
Oh,
29 thumbs up, 29 hearts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Good support for that one, yeah.
And this is my favorite. Mm-hmm. This is my favorite. If you were really a fan, you wouldn't be singing lyrics poorly off your phone. Maybe if you'd have climbed Croagh-Patrick like you agreed, you'd have more luck.
Yeah.
Dot, dot, dot.
Yeah, if you climbed Croagh-Patrick.
So this person is insinuating that the reason I didn't get an Oasis ticket is because I didn't climb Croagh-Patrick, and now I suppose St. Patrick is punishing me.
Yeah, and I heard that Noel Gallagher, you know when you leave a hotel, you write a little note saying what you thought of the stay? Noel was leaving Carton House, I believe he wrote a little note. He says, if anybody sees Una from my radio, because she didn't climb Croagh-Patrick is why she didn't get tickets for Oasis.
Yeah.
So how do you feel about all these comments?
And I resent the fact that singing poorly. I thought I did very well. It wasn't in my key and I had a lot going on, you know?
Sorry, you've heard us, right?
Circle shop, the golf bridges, they're oh so majestic.
But I wrote the song, like the lyrics are really powerful.
Oh, they're not the
Oasis.
They've
got fridges that are oh so gigantic and tellies that are oh so majestic.
And then in the
flash. That's poetry, man.
And then in the flash of sound, MCD, let me in.
MCD's electric.
By the way, ever since we started this, trying to get you tickets, all my emails have bounced back from MCD. What have you done?
So there's no chance of any electric picnic tickets that I take it.
Yeah, there was some nice comments. There was somebody says you're a hero.
Oh, thanks very much.
Somebody also says absolutely biblical.
Biblical.
Now that could
she's
also...
a biblical dose.
Missed the show?
No biggie.
We've rolled up all the best bits.
This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
And she's still going. All right.
I didn't know it was still rolling.
Do you know what I think is wrong with you? I think you're hyperactive because of the amount of chocolate balls you shoved in that gob of yours.
I had a lot of sugar this morning.
You did?
I did. I had 22 23 Maltesers in my mouth and I ate them all and then I finished the pack.
And did you finish the pack?
I finished the pack and I also...
You didn't share them?
No, I didn't. No, no. And I also brought in some rhubarb and custard boiled sweets.
Because you were down at your nan's over
Yeah, that's right.
All right, listen, thank you. Have a listen to this though. This is Una's Maltesers challenge.
I'm very excited about this because I know that you love a challenge and you always put your best foot forward and you always go head first in when you want to achieve something. I think what you did all last week for the Oasis tickets, which didn't really happen, you went all in.
I went all in and I wasn't rewarded.
No, you weren't. But this is kind of a thing where you're being rewarded as you're trying the challenge.
Yeah.
And that is to see, like we just played Ed Sheeran there, he famously has been able to fill 55 Maltesers in his mouth.
Are they mini Maltesers or something?
No.
55 seems excessive.
Yeah, I got 22 in yesterday and I could have done more, only for I had to talk on the radio.
I always said you have a mouth the size of the Shannon.
Well, let's see how big yours is.
Okay.
Okay, Una. Now, the record is 60-something, but we don't expect you to do that. Are you ready to try and break the record for having the most amount of chocolate balls in your mouth?
Yeah.
Go for it. How many is that?
One.
Okay, all right. Would you move it along more than just one at a time? So I can't really see that. Oh. So four. And
five.
Six. How you getting on over there? Good? Good? Yeah. Can you talk, like?
How
many is there?
12.
12?
10.
Oh, 10. 12. All right, keep going.
Oh, I put 2 in time.
Let's get 14. Mm-hmm. Okay, 14. Remember, you can't bite on them. 16. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
18.
Mm-hmm.
You're... 20. Oh, she's tilting the head back now so they don't pop out. It's a good look you got there. 22. So you're now 23. Can you get any more in? Come on, Una. You can get more. Come on, more than that. Oh, the drama of
life. I beat you. I got 23. You only got 22.
Yeah, but you didn't eat any of them.
You had to hold them for a minute.
Yeah, you told
them. You had to hold them for a minute?
Yeah, 60 seconds you had to hold them, so...
That's absolutely rubbish.
Once again, Una failed the challenge.
Did not. I beat you. Haha, loser face.
Na-na-na-na-na.
You're on iMornings.
With Cooper Duna.
Breakfast rolled.
All the crack crammed into one bite.
You calm down now.
The boats are gone.
Hit follow or after this one, maybe unfollow.
No, don't. I'll stop it.
So share this with your friends and we'll have another one up for you tomorrow morning. But listen live if you like. 7 till 10 a.m. here on iRadio. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
The boats are gone.
Stop it.